Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. Watson, what's good?
Yo, what's good, my G? Let's get right to it. Let's get right to it.
Let's get to the shit. Let's get right to the shit.
No,
all right, my G. Let's get right to the shit.
Don't believe in it.
I don't give a fuck what you believe in. Let's get back to this shit. Shut up. All right, let's talk about this, Watson. Eminem, this is what we live for, though. I think you and I, especially anybody that covers hip-hop or loves hip-hop, we love these kind of conversations, man. Anyway, my nigga, Eminem decides to respond to MGK, Watson, Machine Gun Kelly. First of all, I want to ask you this question, Watson. Was this a rollout to a diss track with the three parts of Eminem on Sway? Was this a great rollout for Kamikaze? Then he does a three-part show with Sway, and then bam, he drops the kill shot, so to speak.
Hi. No, this was first of all, me and you do not believe in rollouts. We think rollouts is whack.
Trash.
We don't believe it. If you're going to diss somebody, that we have to hear from members of D12, we have to get a rollout. And in your interview with Sway, you clearly already had the song done. It was already done. It's clear that the song was already done. When Sway asked you, did you hear the song? And you and M was like, yeah, I heard it. What'd you think about it? It was all right for him. Are you going to respond to it? It looks like I'm going to have to respond, but I'm not sure. I don't know what I got to do because, you know, he gave this rationale that he doesn't want to shed more light to Machine Gun Kelly because of his status as like an iconic superstar. But it was a rollout. Me and Three Letterman do not believe in rollout. We just want to hear the diss song. And we want the diss song to be fast and furious and straight for the jugular. No holds barred.
So let me ask you this.
Like.
The title of the song is called Kill Shot. Was it a kill shot, Watson?
In my opinion, as someone who is an expert on diss tracks, and let me just say this, PSA Hip Hop PSA Hip Hop has a show about our favorite diss tracks of all time. We talk about our favorite diss tracks and why they are our favorite diss tracks and the feel that they gave us and what made them work. We also forgot to mention a song called No Vaseline, which that was just a mistake on our part, but that's another classic diss track.
I was so mad about that, my nigga. I was so mad about that.
But the reason why No Vaseline is good to mention it now is because every song me and Dre talked about, the first time we heard it, it immediately grabbed us and kept us captivated to want to hear it over and over again. That's what a diss track does. For example, when you first heard Back Down, you wanted to hear it again. When you first heard Issa, Takeover, Second Round Knockout, you wanted to hear it again. Because as soon as you heard it, you was like, oh, shit. Me and Three, Pusha T versus Drake. When we heard that Pusha T, we was like, holy shit, we got to do a song about this. When we heard, we got to do a show about it. When we heard Drake, we was like, we got to do a song about this. We put Eminem on the clock, didn't we? We put him on the clock.
Facts,
we,
of course.
We did Machine Gun Kelly's diss. We both enjoyed it. We both liked it. We both felt it warranted a response, and we put M on the clock because of the diss. Now, after all that...
Before on, Watson, before you go, there's something that Eminem said on one of those parts. Well, I don't know if it was part one or part two when he was addressing MGK, and he said, and it's this notion in hip-hop, Watson, that if you respond to somebody, you're giving them, I guess, clout or you're giving them power. And for him, Eminem to sit up there and make it sound like, well, if you respond to MGK, because I guess you put your nose down to him, so to speak, Watson, like he's beneath you. You know what I'm saying? He's beneath
and
you going to the booth type shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? To describe how his mentality on how he approached this track. Because Eminem did not approach this track like it was Lucky You. He did not approach this track like it was Fallen. He did not approach his track like we are not alike. He did not approach his track like criminal. He did not approach his track like collapse. Eminem fans, do you see what I'm getting at? Eminem fans, do you see what I'm getting at? He did not approach this track with Eminem, who's rapping to show supreme lyricism and anger.
What?
In the Sway interview, he said, I got anger.
Don't, you can't stop. I want to highlight something you just said, and I don't mean to cut you off. The word anger. Because, Watson, I said this on social media today. Well, fuck that. When you and I did a review on the Kamikaze album, something that we both highlighted that we both enjoy, angry Eminem. So how do you go from angry Eminem all over Kamikaze, and when it's time for wartime and you got to lace your boots up and put the war paint over your eyes, you don't sound aggressive and sound angry to me at all. This is a diss track. This is not patty cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't like the beat at all, Watson. Niggas are saying Dr. Dre has something to do with this particular beat. I'm not really feeling the beat first off. Okay, though.
Strongly agree with you. The beat did not grab me. So tell everybody the feeling me and you get when we're about to hear a diss track, right? So just imagine, we know rappers are beefing. And Beans, we found out Beans had a diss track for Kiss. The feeling we had when we heard that was like, oh my God, the anticipation. And then to hear Beans go in on Kiss aggressively, we was like, holy shit.
It was rewinding. It was rewind, find, water, find, my nigga. We had to rewind them diss tracks.
We never could imagine somebody going at Kiss like that in an aggressive way. So
I kick your ball over the yard and let you kick your ball over the I'll kick your ball over the fence and let you know who yard is this, nigga. What? Come on, man.
So we listen to this track, and let me be clear. The lack of first of all, the beat not being a banger, strike one. The lack of aggression and emotional anger, strike two on a diss track.
Watch it. He sets it off. He sets it off with Rihanna, left him a text, and he left hickeys on her neck. My nigga, leave females out of this when it's wartime, my nigga.
Okay.
Don't nobody want to hear Rihanna line in this fucking particular diss track, nigga.
Word is born. Well, first of all, M, thank you for letting us know you really listened to the Machine Gun Kelly track. More than once.
He did. This is a rebuttal.
You, like,
this is basically a rebuttal.
Like, literally, you started off talking. When your fans become your haters, you're done. Fuck, your beard is weird. You're yelling at the mic. Your weird beard. We're doing this once. You're yelling at the mic. Your beard's weird. That's how you start off your diss track? Yo, you know I was over the book, like, okay. With just that intro alone, I was like, come on, man. What are we doing here? Okay.
And I gotta put this out there. Y'all niggas, stop saying that we hate Eminem. Y'all gotta stop saying I'm really, really tired of hearing that for the last couple hours. Oh, three, you hate. I do. Why would I hate Eminem? Y'all sound fucking retarded. Eminem is a fucking one of the greatest rappers to ever bless a mic.
And you know you can't say that I hate Eminem because I just argued. Me and three just put up a show.
Exactly.
Where I just argued Eminem was better than fucking Jay-Z, and I argued that his. That the last album he just did was lyrically the best rapping in 2018. And I highlighted the song, Lucky You. And I highlighted it. So no one can say to me, I'm an Eminem hater. After I just argued three down that he's arguably the greatest lyricist ever and that he was better than Jay-Z. So you cannot
think. Niggas putting this twist on this. Oh, three, Watson. Y'all got to listen to the wordplay. I get it, my niggas.
Stand.
Hold on. Stan, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you going to name yourself after a gun and have a man bun? Okay, that line was cool. I think I was going crazy over that line. I'm like,
That line was
you got a man bun.
That line was so, wait a minute, I'll give you more. You don't like the sales talk. So how did you feel about this line?
Oh,
but I'm 45,
you,
still out selling you.
You know your buddy's so good.
I had three albums that have blue. What did you think about that when you heard that?
First of all, it felt like M. Yes, and he went to the sales talk. Now, can we? Now, niggas are gonna come in, boys. I see y'all out there. Already, niggas gonna say, "Well, Jay did it, 50 did it, a lot of rappers did it." Yes, I'm used to Eminem not having to really talk about his sales, and a lot of sales talk on air. Listen, you try to let him know that we're not in the same tax bracket, we're not in the same level sales wise. He's talking about, "I got more fans than you in your own city." You know, MGK's from Cleveland, and that's probably true. That's a fact. He probably does have more fans than MGK. You know, it's like Little Bank versus Big Bank versus Little Bank. Basically, what the feel I'm getting from this, and Eminem's gonna win that war, Watson. He's gonna win that, but he's not incorporated in an ill way the way he was saying it. Though I don't think he freaked it when he was talking, missing on his sales.
Listen, lyrically, Eminem, you're better than Machine Gun Kelly. Everybody knows.
Five times on Sunday.
That's not the debate here. That's not what we're debating. What we're debating is Machine Gun Kelly put out a diss track called Rap Devil that went at your fucking neck. It was so good that you had to reply, even though you were like, "I don't know if I should reply. I'm giving him too much light." How you giving him light? The man had 60 million views. You didn't have
I hate
to
that fucking light talk. I hate that shit. My nigga, what happened to the days a nigga say your name in hip hop and you respond to him? Niggas didn't care about your accolades and success in hip hop, or if you a little nigga or I'm bigger than you. Like, niggas went straight to the booth.
So let me give you some bars people are highlighting on Twitter, like, "Oh my God, he body bagged him." M said, "I'd rather be an 80-year-old me than a 20-year-old you." People are actually putting that in quotations, then they're putting "rest in peace, Machine Gun Kelly."
Come on, man.
What? Let me tell you the problem.
And y'all battle rappers, man. Hold on. Y'all battle rappers. Y'all niggas got to stop. I see, Jibs, I seen you talk about MGK got bodied. Come on, my nigga. Even if you think M got busy, which I mean he got busy, he didn't kill MGK at all. At all.
Three. Please do these guys a favor. Explain to them what a great diss track is. Tell them some of your favorite diss tracks the first time you heard it.
Man, I'm not doing all that. Go to PSA Hip Hop. Go to PSA Hip Hop. Pull out PSA Hip Hop diss tracks of all time. It's an hour show. God bless. But you know what? I'll answer that question. You just said it about 5 minutes ago. It's that feel, Watson. When you and I heard diss tracks, my nigga, it's that feel like, you know, I had to roll up when I heard a certain thing. Like, I roll some trees. I'm like, I was on that type of time back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a feel. It was like damn near goosebumps. It was like anxiety almost when I heard certain diss tracks, my nigga.
Is anybody going to be honest and say M did a lot of name dropping on this? A lot of name dropping. You naming, "You ain't never made a list next to no Biggie, no Jay. But you're gonna be next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy hoe. You really about to blow. Next to John, next to Benzino, that motherfucker." Like, you're naming a lot of people, and then you name Jadakiss. And then let me tell you something else he did, Three. You might not have caught this, but I'm gonna tell you because I know about it. There's this internet sensation. Her name is Little Tay. You know about her? She's
mm-hmm.
Asian. She's 9 years old. Like,
yes.
Okay.
I heard about
here's the thing.
You brought her name up.
Feel like I'm. M says feel like I'm babysitting Little Tay. Because that's popular on social media, Little Tay, we went viral because she's this 9-year-old Asian girl who acts like she got more money than everybody. Everybody is quoting that and saying he bodied him. Let me tell you something, what I'm realizing. There's a lot of people who don't know shit about hip-hop or diss track because y'all are highlighting the absolute worst bars from this. Let me be clear when I explain this to y'all. Eminem is by far clearly a superior MC and a superior lyricist to Machine Gun Kelly.
This
song did not do it in any aspect. And here's what's true. Just imagine M's your man, and y'all are sitting in the studio, and he's playing this.
Where's the 5-9?
And you're supposed to be head nodding, and you're supposed to be vibing to it.
Where's
salute,
the 5-9?
Shout out to my man, Crooked Eye. Salute and shout out to my man, Crooked Eye. Crooked Eye, you just put up, you in Detroit, you playing this Pac-Man, and you listening to this Eminem diss song. What are you trying to say, Crooked Eye, that you're in Detroit, you're the same, you're with M, and you're playing this song that me and Three are talking about? Crooked Eye, you saying this song gives you the no Vaseline feel? Crooked?
It doesn't. Crooked Eye, come on. Nah, it doesn't, Crook.
Does this
song
give you Crooked Eye, did this song give you the hit 'em up feel when you first heard it?
Nope.
That's how you felt?
Nope.
That you felt energized and you had to run and
see,
tell people?
Let me see. You talk about a song like Hit 'em Up real quick. Dog, you understand? It pained me to listen to Hit 'em Up and Hail Mary songs like that by Tupac against all odds. The anger. Yo, niggas think I hate about Tupac, but one thing I get popped, man, when that nigga, it was time to get that nigga's boy, the reflection of his voice, Watson, you just knew shit was real. And I know that's petty to you hip-hop, you new niggas and shit, you millennials, but him sound happy to me. He sound mad as fuck, and his niggas telling me, yo, three, he didn't really have to fucking go at MGK, bro. It's just MGK. Well, nigga, if he decided to go to fucking booth, give us some fucking shit to talk about, nigga. Y'all niggas making excuses for Eminem talking about. It was light, but it's MGK, so of course he's gonna go light. What?
So now
that's what we doing right now, hip hop.
So now I'm gonna give you guys.
In my Watson voice, let me find out hip hop is turned Republican. Joe Budden too.
And you're Joe Budden.
You know, it is what it is.
From dumb out. Let me find out hip hop turned Republican. So let me give you another line that the internet is going crazy over. But Kells, the day you put a hit out, the day Diddy admits that he put a hit out that got Pac killed. That line is
getting niggas going crazy over that shit. I think that line is getting more traction more than any line.
That line is getting so much traction. Take it from me and three who know about the conspiracy.
Shock value line, though. It was a shock value line, though. Shock value line.
It wasn't a line that we felt. Like, y'all can't say we hate him. If I tell you...
Nah, I ain't gonna front the Watson. When I heard the Diddy line, I was like, ooh. Now, when I heard the Diddy line, I was like, ooh. The first thing I'm thinking, like, I wonder what Diddy is feeling if he hears that. Like, you gotta cringe a little bit when you hear that. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, if he said, Diddy, I'm playing with you at the end. But, you know, still, to make that line. You know something that was really weird to me, I didn't like? In the MGK video... He's eating cereal, and then Eminem is like, are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What's the fuck in that bowl? Meat, milk, weed, or cereal? Like, that shit
that was not the same, man. You know, you want to, listen, I don't want to get racial here, but that got a lot, it got really corny and white boyish with that line when he started talking like that. Like, didn't it?
But we can't. We like him because I mean, never trying to be a brother. He always stepped to his right roots.
You know,
he's down for the culture.
I understand that, but my man, I just argued you that M was better than Jay-Z. I had a yelling match with you about it. And now I'm here to tell you, this song, in my humble opinion, was not better than Rap Devil. I believe Rap Devil had more verses. I believe it hit to the point. I believe it took Eminem's whole career from beginning to end, and he hit M where it hurt. I believe M just didn't have enough ammunition. Like, who?
I didn't like the cadence.
How was you M's man?
I thought the cadence was weak. I thought the flow was just okay. Because niggas got a word, because he has a wordplay. Niggas are saying we're blinded because of what does wordplay have to do with the actual rhymes, though? Okay, you say...
Put it this way. Lack of passion.
Stan, son, listen, man, dad, is it mad? But, like, when you do all that shit, like, okay, wordplay is there, but the wordplay, like, hello?
The lack of passion, the lack of aggression, a lot of people are like, yo, what are y'all talking about? Listen to it. Let me be clear, battle rap fans. Y'all ain't gonna murder Mugus. We ain't the type where we gotta keep going back because we missing out.
Yeah.
We're not missing out on anything. We heard it. Heard everything he said. And the fact that he gave a tame delivery that lacked aggression, that lacked passion, that wasn't till I collapse, M, that wasn't lucky, you,
and
M, that wasn't falling, you, M. Like, give me a break. Give me
and
a
my
break
nigga,
with this good song.
When he said, you red sweater, you black leather, you dress better, I rap better, better death threater, like, my nigga, like, I love letter, like, my nigga, what is all that? You red sweater, you black leather, you dress better, I rap better, third or love letter. Like, my nigga, what are you?
Elliot Wilson, Mr. Hip Hop Media, Mr. Title.
Wow, fuck out of here. All he does is retweet nigga shit.
Editor,
that's all he does is retweet people's shit.
Former editor.
Fuck out of here, YN. Yellow nigga.
Guy who said, I just heard the M diss. It's a quality response. What does that mean?
I wouldn't
mean?
Even retweet that shit.
It's a quality response. Did, three, as many times as we've heard this track, have we ever said, after we heard, let me ask you, when you first heard Ether, did you say to your man, yo, it's a quality response? Did you say it's a quality
when
response anytime you heard this song? This is
of
where
course.
The media, because here's what happened. M went on Sway and made it very clear. He's very sensitive to when people criticize him that he might know. Like, he doesn't like mm-hmm. people who he knows who criticize
his body,
him.
You can turn this off. Yeah, he's very, yo,
when
it goes back to
knows.
The Erykah Badu line, my nigga. It goes back to the Erykah Badu line. Niggas are sensitive. I'm sensitive about my shit. That shit is just
right.
real. You know what I mean?
Voice, you come out to shout, talk about the people want smoke. Voice, you come out to shout, go back.
Royce. Stop trying to hold his hand, Royce. Stop fucking
Royce,
trying to hold his hand, Royce.
Royce, you stay in your boxing lane. Now you want to stick your head out the window and get into the...
Stay in your boxing bag, nigga.
Stay in your boxing bag, boy, and keep talking about Bud Terrence Crawford, my guy. Because we could talk
but let me ask you this, though.
Too, brother.
Now, let me get in my devil advocate bag right quick, Watson. Royce is loyal to Eminem. Is that wrong? Because that's your man. Like, I'm not going to have nobody talk crazy about you. When niggas talk crazy, I can understand the loyalty to an extent. That's your man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all from the same
Eminem.
City. You know what I mean?
Eminem,
I get it.
Eminem is considered the greatest lyricist of all time by a lot of people. He does not need Royce the 5'9" or King Crooked to hold his hand in a battle against
Eminem. Let me tell you this. Sidebar. When they did the interview with Sway, the nigga Eminem said somebody sent him a screenshot of MGK talking crazy about him. I'm going to go on record, Watson, and say that was Royce the 5'9" that sent him the screenshots. I'm going to go on record and say it was Royce that did that, though, man. You know what I mean? When he said, what the fuck is a machine gun if it's running out of ammo? I see niggas going crazy over that line. Like, okay, what the fuck is a machine gun if it's running out of ammo?
Here's another one. My biggest flops are your greatest hits. You're one of the greatest selling artists in the history of music, and you're doing sales talk. You're actually going counterproductive to what hip-hop battle, you know, the rap Olympics that you came from, the battle rap genre that you came from 8 Mile. You're actually now going against that, and you're talking about, look at
some
my
Olympics.
Resume. I sold more records than you. My hits, like, you're really doing a resume countdown now? No one
but
is
listen, if he's,
doing
listen,
resumes
if he,
now.
If he plans, listen, if you're going to do resume talk, just make it sound dope to me. That's all. Like when Jay said, you went from top 10 and I mentioned that all to your bodyguard, E.T. Wiley versus better. Like shit like that. I'm cool with that. I saw what your album sold on his first week. Like, I'm cool with them kind of talk, but just make it sound ill to me. That's all I'm asking. And I didn't feel when M was breaking down resume, accolades and all that, Watson, that shit ain't really sound hot to me, my nigga. It didn't really sound like, wow, this is
yo,
scorching
you know
hot.
Yo,
I didn't have the jazz face
said,
at all.
Yo, when you said, and I felt the same way. When he was rapping and he was like, your red sweater, your black leather. You dress better,
come
I
on.
Rap better. That's okay. Like, yo, when he was using that slow delivery, I was like, how can you listen to this as an Eminem fan who knows Eminem's greatest lyrical accomplishments and not be underwhelmed by this? How can anyone listen to this with a straight face who truly acts like they know about Eminem's best lyrical execution and say, this was it? This was the diss track you needed to hear. Let me educate you guys right now. How you write a better diss track for Benzino called Nail in the Coffin? Eminem had more passion, more everything for Benzino than he does for Machine Gun Kelly, who actually gave him a fire. This is Watson and my only opinion. Machine Gun Kelly up. And let me tell you something else. If Machine Gun Kelly plays his cards right, he can respond to this and really make Eminem.
I hope he does. I hope he does respond. Now, let me ask you this.
Eminem looks stupid.
Because another line.
You know what this shows you? Machine Gun Kelly can easily withstand this. Eminem has made it. Yo, Eminem, this is a boxing match now. It's this simple. Machine Gun Kelly has the better diss. You have
but we don't
fans,
know if MGK is built like that. Though. Hold on. We don't know if MGK is built like that. Like, all right, my nigga, round one,
like
ding,
that.
Ding, ding. We wanna. I don't know if he's built like that. We don't know.
I got more
we
fans
don't know.
Than Cleveland. Wait a minute. Here's another Eminem line. I got more fans in Cleveland than you. Eminem doing the popularity talk, the sales
talk.
That's
the truth, though, but that's real talk, though. But that's real talk, though. That's real rap. That's not bullshit. That's real rap. That's not real rap.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Now, hold on.
Any living thing that cannot coexist with the kid, any living thing that cannot coexist with the kid must cease existing. Little nigga, not lesson. Your mammy,
listen,
your pappy, that bitch you chasing, your little dirty ass kid, I fucking race them.
Southside Jamaica Queens, man.
We battling.
Southside Jamaica Queens, man.
We're not talking.
Your red sweater, your black leather.
You dress better.
Black leather. You dress better.
Really?
All right, better.
Really?
Now,
really
hold on.
Y'all really going ham over this? Y'all really going ham over this? Tell me right now, hip-hop heads, y'all are going to tell me and three the hip-hop historians of hip-hop on the internet, on the game, that this is the diss track y'all are willing to put y'all credibility on. This
nah, I can't do that.
Y'all are going to say this is what we're going to stand behind as the prime example of great diss track.
Now, hold on. He said something also. He said, who else won it? Kells, Button, L's. Like, he got a shot at Joe, though. Took another shot at Joe, which I like. I like you poking at Joe. Pause. I'm cool with that.
Get this. Imagine if this is the diss song he dissed Joe Button on. Me and you,
I don't think
give
he would,
Joe
though.
Button.
I think he'd go hard at Joe, though. To be fair to M, though. To be fair to M, though, he'll go hard at Joe than he did this, though, B.
Let
I
me
think.
Just say this. Me and you would give Joe Button a win without hearing anything he had to say if this was a diss song to Joe Button. So this is what I – just another thing. If y'all accept this diss to MGK, y'all will accept M doing the same kind of diss to Joe Button. Because y'all accepting it. Y'all are going ham over it. Y'all are putting it in quotations. You got Elliot Wilson. You got everybody in hip-hop media.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to salute. Hold on. I got to salute Rob Markman, though, because he kept it a stack. I was shocked. He was like, yo, I got to give MGK this, man.
Did I not,
you know,
call I called Rob Markman out? Because I challenged
him. No, but he kept it funky, though. He kept it funky.
Are you going to keep it 100? I challenge, are you going to keep it 100 or are you going to just go with the flow? That's why I tagged his name in it. Because you can't tell me you're a hip-hop team and this is the diss track that you are playing over and over again.
No, not at all. But listen, here's what I want to say. Are we expecting Joe to respond? Because he said his name. Now, Joe did say in his podcast a week ago that he the M have to make a whole song to make him get up off the couch or make him run to the stool. If Joe hears that Button's L's line, does that make you run to the booth? Especially
listen,
if this track is not being, you know.
This is what I'm asking you. I want you to decipher this for me. Who else won it? Kells, Attempt Fails, Button, L's. What is he trying to say with that? Because I don't like that shot. That shot doesn't, like, Button said it clearly. He's like, yo, my man, give me a real shot. Give me a real shot. Once again, that Uptap ain't it. That ain't it, my guy. Joe Button was part of Slaughterhouse. You just told Sway it was the greatest collection of lyrical MCs ever. You told Sway that. And yet, you're giving Joe Button horrible reasons to respond to you. You're not giving him a lyrical reason.
But you know what, though?
Respond to you.
Here's the thing. I don't think, but I would say this, though. I don't think MGK bodied Eminem either, though. I like the MGK disc, but I don't think he bodied him. But
body.
I would say I like MGK. I don't think he bodied him.
The
body, though.
Here's the thing. Here's
I
wouldn't
say
body.
I'm not
going to
say body him.
Here's why I say body. Here's
body.
Why this is
a
MGK put
a bit of a reach though, Watson.
It's
a bit of a reach. That's a bit of a reach. No. This is where we disagree. This is when the show goes left because I like MGK's diss track. I'm not getting me wrong, but are we putting up there in the top 20, 30 disses of all time? No, it's not a song playing all the time as diss track. Nah, I'm not playing MGK diss track like that on a regular. Nah, that's not my go-to diss track move.
But I am.
Shout out
but
to you
I
for
am.
That. I'm not doing
but
that shit.
I
nah. I like MGK shit, but I don't think it was a body bag.
And
I think
I'm
it was a body.
You, it was better than
reaching with that.
Let me
reaching with that one, brother.
So let me give you. So I'm not reaching. I'm giving you my lived experience with this.
Nigga, I think you reaching a tad bit with this body bag. You said Tech Nine voice. You said body bag in a body bag. I don't know if I agree with that, bro.
Tech Nine versus Midwest Mouth. MG can't put Eminem's body bag in a body bag, wrapped up in a body bag. Okay?
Nah, son.
Now, it was a rebuttal.
DNA rebuttal. He gave him a DNA Charlie Clips round rebuttal, my nigga. That's what M did, though. Rebuttal, basically, the whole shit. He rebuttal the video. He rebuttal the Cheerios line, like, why you need Cheerios and all that? But you know what I'm saying? I like MGK shit more, the beat and the flow and what he was saying.
Why do you like MGK shit more? Why?
I'm giving it to you, my nigga. I like the beat way more. That's a fact. The beat is way better than the M shit. Lyrically, do I think MGK is better than M? No. But I like the shit MGK was saying a little bit more, man. I like his flow, his cadence.
I like how he sounded a little pissed off a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? He's the underdog.
Listen, man. A bunch of dudes who I talk hip hop to.
So let me ask you this. So when people are saying to me on Twitter that MGK, Eminem shit was lyrically better than MGK, you say what? Lyrics wise. If you're reading MGK's lyrics to Eminem, and you're reading Eminem's lyrics to MGK, some people are saying the lyrics that Eminem has it better. Some people are saying that, bro.
I'm just letting you know
what the fuck is going on in the streets.
I could respect people for saying that, but Machine Gun Kelly brought a gun to a fight. Eminem brought a knife to a fight. That's the difference. Eminem, your camp let you down. They let you say you're Eminem, you're God, you're on Mount Rushmore. Machine Gun Kelly's a nobody. You can say whatever you want, and everybody's going to love it. And guess what? Eminem said whatever he wanted, and fucking social media went crazy and ran with it. But guess who didn't run with it? That hip-hop historian guy who's the master of diss track. I'll put it to you this way. Early this year, me and Three did a breakdown of Uncle Murder versus Mad Skills. Mad Skills won that battle. He had the better diss track. Let me tell y'all this right now so y'all can understand this. Mad Skills diss track to Uncle Murder was better than Eminem's diss track to Machine Gun Kelly. Do you agree with that or not, Three?
Mad Skills?
Mad Skills diss track to Eminem. Mad Skills diss track to Uncle Murder was better than this Eminem diss track we're talking about right now.
I'm going to keep it funky. I wish I could listen to Mad Skills shit right now and get a feel right now before I make a comment on that.
A better perspective.
I don't want to jump out the window and say that right quick.
Pusha T's diss was better.
Yeah, Drake shit was better too. I like Drake shit to push him more than Eminem shit.
And
niggas think I don't like Drake. I like Duffy shit better than this.
Who rhymed up for Murdergram? I'll give you a quick one. Mad Skills rhymed up for Murdergram. So already he rhymed over a better beat. Would you agree to that? That the Murdergram beat was better than this.
All right, let me ask you this.
Would you agree to that?
Let me ask you this because you like this guy. Hold on, you like this guy. Mace. What about Mace? This the Cam this year. I didn't like this shit, but whatever.
I liked Mace Sister Cam because it was real
time. I didn't like that shit.
Okay, but I did. You know what? Because we did a show on it. I liked you know what? Good question.
I can't stand Mace.
But
get Mace the fuck out of here.
We argued about it. But I liked it better. Because Mace won it. That's what they
No, I like M shit. I like M shit more than Mace shit. Nah, I like M shit more than Mace. I'm going to keep it 1,000. I'm not jumping out the window on that one, brother.
I like M shit way more than Mace shit. Yo, my man. This track has no replay value. Do you agree? Agree or not? This Eminem diss track has no replay value.
It's not a diss track I'm playing all the time.
No, 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 no. It has no replay value. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. This doesn't have a crazy replay value at all.
To me and you who live for diss tracks and love diss tracks, how long do diss tracks stay on our playlist? Once we hear it, once it comes, do we hear back down and say, you know what? I don't want to hear
it. It doesn't stop, my nigga. My nigga, I played Takeover. I played Common Sense, The Bitch in You. I play them shits over and over the whole fucking night. When I heard Ether, I was like, oh, Lord. I couldn't, niggas kept playing that shit over and over
and
over.
And you couldn't stop listening to it, right? Now, here's the question.
For the whole night, my nigga, there was no other song going in the car with niggas and shit. Niggas was playing any diss track that was fire.
And this,
that's what niggas was talking about, and that's what niggas was playing. That's what niggas rolling up to. That's what niggas was watching the game to, like, in the background. Like, it was that real.
And this is where it comes to the guys who are caping for this song and saying, me and Three, we don't know what we're talking about. M's doing this. This song, does it do it to y'all hip-hop soul where now y'all just are playing it over and over again? It gives y'all that feel? Just ask yourself that question. It's a simple question.
Not me.
Does this song give you that feel? We've named hip-hop this song. Does this song give you that feel? This is Eminem,
nope.
A.K.A. probably the greatest list of all time. I'm telling you, this diss to Benjamin O'Neal in the coffin is better than this. It's better than this. His diss to Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon is better than this. He rapped with more passion.
And then Mickey Fax. Mickey Fax saying, it's a debatable. Come on, Mickey Fax. I know you're scared to keep it 1,000, my nigga. It's all good, Mickey.
Mickey
I know you get down, bro.
Let me answer Mickey Fax. First, Mickey Fax, you tweeted out, Eminem should have lyrically eviscerated Machine Gun Kelly, but he didn't. Now you're talking about it's debatable? There's nothing debatable about this, Mickey Fax. Keep it real, man. I'm sick of you industry dudes. Now that I know Eminem is so sensitive and Mickey Fax, because you have a relationship with 1-5-9, now you won't even speak your hip-hop truth. You won't even speak what's in your heart and soul about hip-hop. You actually trying to make a case for this?
But my nigga, what if they feel that way? Look, all right, for instance, Jay Electronica was talking greasy. Yeah, man, my nigga, Iggy Azalea is talking greasy. Iggy Azalea is talking greasy. When I'm seeing Iggy Azalea talking greasy and trying to tell niggas, well, why isn't so much name dropping and this, that, and the third, and the pattern, the sequence, like the flow pattern, and all, like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, is this Killer Priest? A fucking Iggy Azalea tweeting out here, my nigga. Like, the way he's trying to break
Azalea,
shit down, nigga.
Iggy Azalea keeping it more authentic, more real than black
hip-hop
media members. Think about that. Iggy Azalea keeping it more realer. Voice to 5-9, you coming out who won it? Who won it? If you don't take your ass
protecting
back to
his man,
and
though,
watch,
protecting his
watch,
man, my G. You holding his man down. I ain't too mad at Royce, though. I don't think he's holding his hand too much, but he's holding his man down. Now, here's the thing. Is Royce talking about Joe Budden, too? Is Joe Budden on that list in the sense of none of you niggas better say nothing? I want to know if Joe Budden is on that particular list. That's what I want to know.
Now,
or was it the Jay Electronica tweet?
Let me say this. I'll tell y'all this right now. Jay Electronica could battle him. And not suffer easily. If he decided to jump into the ring and mix up with M, he could do it. People who are lyricists, people who can rap, they can battle Eminem. And you know how we know that? Because MGK just did, and he's not losing. Guess what? Jay
hold on, watch
it.
Hold on. No, keep on. Jay Electronica's a better rapper, guys.
Jay Electronica is a better rapper than Machine Gun Kelly. Joe Budden is a better rapper than Machine Gun Kelly. If they decide to jump in the ring, if this is what you're going to be doing, this kind of rap, boy, Joe Budden,
Hold on, watch. I'm going to get my guy on here. He's the one, my homie Rel. He's from South Carolina right now, going through the fucking hurricane and shit. He's the one that actually does our videos for us and shit. He's the one that's taking over the duties of holding us down and shit. My man Rel, right quick. Rel, you want to jump in the conversation? What's good, my G?
Yeah, man. Look, I've been listening to this whole shit, dog. Watching, bro. You can ask Dre. I'm just the same page as you as far as Eminem material on this shit. But you can't sit here and say, if you a hip-hop fiend, you playing this over and over, and turn around and say you're a hip-hop fiend and playing MGK rap that over and over all day. I'm sorry, dog. Like, they both records were not good.
I think MGK shit was better than Eminem's, though, Rel.
As a song, yeah. But what I'm talking about is the last episode when he said, when Watson said, I had this on repeat all day long. All day long for the past 8 hours or 12 hours or whatever he said. It's like, come on, bro. Like, you can't do that. If we talking top diss records, and then Dre said your top 20 diss records, and you said, yeah, like, come on, bro.
So let me chime in.
That's all I'm asking.
I love that Machine Gun Kelly diss to M. And the reason why I love that Machine Gun Kelly diss to M is because of who Eminem is. M is supposed to be some untouchable, all-time lyrical genius that nobody could fuck with lyrically. And we heard Machine Gun Kelly jump in that ring and represent. Like Dre said, beat fire. His delivery was fire.
I agree.
His breakdown was fire. From the beginning, he talked about Eminem songs from Lose Yourself, My Dad's Going Crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. He broke everything down about M's 20-year career. Gave him four verses. Not one verse, but four. Made a video, rapped with aggression, passion, and he rapped like, I want to smoke.
Let me ask you one question. Like, in all seriousness, in this, like, to me, I didn't like the MGK shit because, like, I'm a lyric person. You feel me? I'm not a fan of what Eminem just did either. You get where I'm at?
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of either of them. But let me ask you this. You listened to the whole Kamikaze album because I heard y'all talk about it. His verse on Fall, the entire verse is directed at MGK, right? Correct?
Yes.
Is anything on either of those two songs better than that verse?
No. No, it's not. But what did Eminem
say? And was that when Eminem was still angry?
Yeah. You see?
That's why when you throw the Joe Budden thing out there to me, I think that's a completely different battle. I agree with you 100%. If he goes at Joe like this, he's dead.
Yes,
but I don't think he's
good. Burrell and Watson. I don't think he'll come at Joe like this, though. I don't think he'd come at. I think he'd come at Joe much more aggressive.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Yes, he would. Because it's more personal. I think it's more personal. Hold on. It's more personal with Joe, I think, than MGK, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Just think about this. He just put out a video for Fallen, and he just put out a video for Lucky You. Those are like two of the best songs on the album where Eminem is lyrically
spazzing.
Lucky You is
like spazzing out. So you hear him rapping like that, and then you go to this. That's not hustling backwards lyrically.
And this is my initial reaction. You can ask Drake because I texted him right after I heard the song. I dead ass said, bro, if you're not inspired to respond to the shit, just don't respond to the shit. Because now you literally did just make him better, make him bigger. Because there's going to be people that say he won, just like you're saying right now.
I don't like that talk, though. I don't like that bigger talk, though, Val. I don't like, I hate that.
But what else is there to do? Like,
big, I can't stand that talk, bro.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if you don't really legitimately want to, if there's really nothing that's compelling you to say something to this person, why? And I know who Royce is talking about. He's talking about one specific person, ain't Joe.
Who?
Royce talking about Jay Elect. Let's make that totally clear.
Jay Electronica, yeah, Jay Electronica, because Jay Electronica was talking greasy. I think he's talking about Jay Elect, yeah. Everybody
yeah,
Jay Electronica. So, hold up. Jay Elect can jump in the ring with Royce and Eminem. He can. He's a lyricist. Lyricists always have a
chance. I agree with that.
I have a problem with Jay Elect jumping out all of a sudden out of nowhere for something that ain't got shit to do with him.
He does
you
that sometimes. Once a year, he'll jump out the cocoon. You know what I'm saying? And blesses with his presence.
Farrakhan, Diddy. Anytime somebody says something about Farrakhan and Diddy in the hip-hop world,
he comes out to say something.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he does. But here's the real deal. Back to this. You agree. If this was not an inspiring diss track from someone one of the all-time great lists, and not to me either, and not to nobody at my job. We all listened to it the first time. I ran to work. You know what I did?
I wasn't rocking with it.
I got chill shot. And everybody was like, yo, we got to hear this. So we
I thought the same way.
Ready to hear the response. We was all hyped, ready to hear the response. And when it was over, everybody was underwhelmed. Like, yo, what is he
exactly.
doing?
Exactly. Exactly.
But here's the problem. Because he's such an iconic big star, on social media and Twitter, they're literally taking the lamest lines, anything he said, and turning it into memes and turning it into
this. And you know what, though?
Just killed his career.
Them lines is weak, though. Them lines ain't even nothing that's breathtaking, like, wow, or the jazz face, or like, wow, I got to rewind
nah,
that
his
line.
Best
like, holy
is,
shit,
his
I got to take that particular line.
The ones directed at other people.
Yeah, like Watson, I said earlier, a lot of name dropping, and when he went to the name dropping perspective of hip-hop, that's when it got a little saucy and a little spicy.
Well, you see
opinion,
who he
but,
wants.
You
he
know.
Wants Button, bro. Let's just be honest.
What if he wants him?
And I'm not even making an excuse.
Song.
It's not even an excuse.
Make a
like,
fucking
to me,
song at him.
To me, I agree, because that ain't going to make Joe come out. Your interview had a better chance of making Joe come out than that. But I'm going to say this,
energy.
Though. I did not like the MGK shit either, though. That's my point.
No, I can't say
like,
I didn't like it. I can't say I didn't like it, though, bro. But I can't say I didn't like it.
I love that.
I can't say I didn't like it.
I like the fact that he jumped out the window.
Yo, my man, MGK's last verse. Let me just say we're talking about it. MGK's last verse, every time I hear it, I get hyped. When I'm on a train, I got my Beats by Dre headphones on. And the way he just going at it, you trying to take money out of my daughter's mouth. I sent you the attic. You can get at me. I said, yo, he was just, to me, he was just.
No, his last verse was, I did like his last verse.
That's what I'm
that was
saying.
The best verse.
But you keep bringing up, he gave him four verses. He gave him one and a half to me. Like,
okay.
But that
so
last
verse
ain't better than M's verse on Fall.
Yo, peep this. The
not
first Fall,
but
ends,
not alike.
His first verse ends ill. Body laying next to this instrumental. You can't get more hip-hop than that. That's a hip-hop line. I believe this body next to this instrumental. I felt that. I was like, ooh, he's about to really rap battle him. So I'm just telling you, me personally, I love the MGK disc. But here's why. MGK made a better disc. You were admitting this. You say you ain't like
I agree with that, man.
You my man,
but I see a lot of people using that line, though. Hold on. I see a lot of people using that line that, oh, I don't like the MGK shit, because it's like they're saying that they don't like the Eminem
but
they don't like the MGK
this
to make it. Not you per se, but I see people saying that, but I think they're saying that because they don't really want to say M didn't really do that good or didn't live up to expectations. So they're trying to downplay what MGK did now.
No, I
you know
feel
what I'm
like,
saying? I don't
I
think
feel
that
like
I'm not.
M shit, I feel like M shit was average. And I feel like M
C
and
minus.
I feel like
I
MGK shit was. That's what I'm saying. I give MGK video probably boosted up to a season. To me, I think the verse on Not Alike is better than anything that either of them said since.
But that's the thing, though. Not Alike, you're saying a few people's names and shit. You took time.
No,
on
Not Alike, that entire verse is about MGK. That entire verse from beginning to end. About the
Elemental
freestyle.
But hold on. You go from verse, though, Rel. You go from verse, Rel, to going in the booth and making a complete song about this individual now. And when you decide to do that, it got to be like, wow, we got to be up, three of us right now, me and Watson,
and
then, should be having a discussion like this shit is crap.
Here's why I agree with Watson. The way MGK did it was smart. Because 99% of people out there really think this has been that it was 6 years before he responded to him and never heard the L.A.
Right.
Leakers freestyle or the Tech N9ne song where he was dissing him, which was less than 6 months ago. You get what
so
I'm saying?
Where,
that's what Eminem talked about. Eminem did talk about
so
that on the Sway Universe shit, though.
This is why this diss track is a gift and a curse. Complex just tweeted out, M won this round. Music media that covers music, they're now just like, oh, my God, Eminem responded. And they're just automatically giving him the win because
bro,
of who
watch
he
it,
is.
Watch
and they're
it.
Not basing it on the song.
No, I'm going to be real with you, bro. Like, you know how they got all, like, the reaction channels and shit like that on YouTube, like what Jay Black's doing,
yeah,
too, on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jay Black keeping it kind of like us, too, but he was like, I edge it to him because of content. He was
what?
Like, this ain't over with. That's what Jay Black said.
Then Jay Black is
the overwhelming amount. Jay Black is who I'm talking about. The overwhelming amount.
Hold on. What did Jay Black say? Because I didn't get that. But what did he say?
He said he edged it to him.
Hold on. Jay Black, if you gonna knock that shit out, my nigga. Jay Black, I respect you, my nigga, but this hip hop shit, that shit belongs to me and Watson. You might think this is incorporated battle rap, my nigga, but no, the fuck it's not, my nigga. All right, let's be fucking clear.
This ain't champion, nigga.
You can't. No, I'm making a point. Fuck that. Black is my man. He gonna hear this shit, Black. Knock it the fuck off, my nigga. Knock it off. No. You get it too, Black. And when it comes to this hip hop shit, my nigga, this shit different. No.
The point I was trying to make, though, was the consensus on YouTube and Twitter and social media. And that's really what matters in this day and age, which sucks.
Niggas do not want to see M catch an L, man. It hurts niggas.
No, I'm seeing the same people who said that he's trash and Wash saying he won more.
No, I ain't saying trash. I ain't saying him is trash.
No, I'm saying I'm seeing the same people that were saying he trashed and washed, saying he won.
When Machine Gun Kelly said, "You banned me from Sway," and Eminem's interview with Sway, they had to acknowledge that he was. Sway said it. I couldn't put you on. He hit him, Eminem, with facts. Like, to me, the MGK just meant more. My man had to do a media tour interview to explain himself why he was blacklisting MGK.
And he was salty. Talking about MGK.
Did we have to ask that question? Okay, watching. Did we have to ask that question why Jay-Z blacklisted Joe Budden?
No. But see, there's a difference between hip-hop guys who are listening to lyrics, know what they're meaning, know what they're getting at, and guys who use the plausible deniability, like M did. I'm not going at Drake when I talk about Ghostwriters. He's absolutely going at Drake.
Paul Rosenberg said that. Drake didn't say, M never said that. And then the video yesterday, he's doing the damn hot.
Paul Rosenberg, Eminem, the same shit, though, bro. Paul Rosenberg can't tweet that out without Eminem's approval. Let's be clear on that, though. You can't put that shit out there without co-signing from Eminem.
Me and you both know, and this is the problem with Not Alike. Not Alike is one of my favorite songs on the album. I think it's so incredible that it might be the verse of the year in 2018. M's verse on Not Alike.
But there's so much
plausible deniability on what M says. He's clearly talking about Drake. When you talk about Ghost Vibes of reference tracks, he was talking to Drake, way, and he was like,
That wasn't on Not Alike.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, in terms of when you do not make diss tracks and are specifically talking about who you're talking about, you can have plausible deniability and be like, I wasn't talking about.
I agree with that.
I don't like that.
Jay's always done that. But Jay's done that his whole career, too, though. That's what I'm saying. Drake's done it his whole career. That's why with Joe was
out
here looking
crazy. I don't hold Drake to the same lyrical ability.
Even though
you can make the argument that Drake has better diss tracks coming at people than Eminem. You can make that argument.
Yeah, but
I like Eminem way more than Drake.
Who wrote
him? Yo, that's a different story. That's a different story.
If he didn't write it, I don't care.
That's a different story, Ralph.
If he didn't write it, I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? But, yo,
if there's battle rap writing your bars for you in a diss track, I don't want to hear it.
Of course not. Of course, I know that could be fact. Okay. All right. Before we wrap it up here, I'm going across the table. Should MGK respond? Go ahead, Ralph.
I mean, yeah, if I was him, I would. He can just capitalize on it now. Business-wise, it would be smart to.
This is where MGK can really become a name in hip-hop.
Yeah. But he has to top that, though, Watson. He'll have to top that, though.
To me, he can. To me, because the way
I feel. The jury's out.
To me, you come with the same energy, fire beat, same forward delivery, aggression, passion. You come at M again, people are going to respect that.
I agree. Watson, here's the one problem, though.
You fight back. If he shows this... Mm-hmm. Be no debatable. This is supposed to be clearly no debatable. I'm supposed to 3-0 him.
And I agree. But here's the problem. here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing, though. And just like what we all expected to happen didn't happen, if he comes back again, M's going to have to do that. Or M's out of my top 10 completely. If M don't wash him, if NG Clay comes back, I'm making that clear right now.
Why do people take people out of their top 10 if they don't do what you want to do? Oh well, come on, you gonna take him out of your
top 10? Nah, bro. Because like it's MGK, dog. Like he shouldn't even be mentioned with you.
The fact that Jay Black is calling it a debatable when this is supposed to be a clear cut Eminem, Mount Rushmore lyricist and MGK, who nobody has in their top five, top 10 lyrical MCs, is giving you a run. And you just came out with a lackluster, underwhelming. I don't care what Complex says, what Elliot Wilson says, what people, you know, you talk about Lil Tay. This is what we're doing? Where I got to tell people who Lil Tay is?
Cute little punchline. I didn't even know who Lil Tay was until I looked it up.
This is what we're doing, Eminem? And y'all going to salute that? Yo, if y'all
I'm not saluting MGK for 12 hours straight either.
But can I tell you something? I am. You know why I am? Because he hasn't lost this battle yet. And the battle he was supposed to get lost. And he has not lost.
This is what I salute MGK for. For jumping out a window, nobody would jump out of that window for the past, 18 years? That's what I salute him for.
Benzino jumped out that window.
Yeah, but Benzino got sent to another. He got sent to the shadow realm, dog. That motherfucker.
Fellas, I got 60 seconds here. I got to wrap it up here. Shout out to my man Rel. Shout out to Watson. Y'all already know this, man. Peace of hip hop.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we got to have these conversations again, man. I love these hip hop talks, man. You know what I mean?
Bet.
One.